More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, October 6th edition of the program. We have DeSantis and Biden side by side talking about the hurricane relief effort in Florida. And so far, everything seems like Ron DeSantis is doing a great job, and even Joe Biden himself says that. Plus, we have Lindsey Graham versus Elon Musk on the issue of how to end the war in Ukraine. And here in New York, the New York governor's race getting pretty close. We'll discuss what's going on there. A gun case that also affects New York will be something we discuss. And if we have time, a little bit of Fauci time, because he's never done with you. So why are we done with him? He's out there saying, get shot number 17, number 25, so we can bring the virus lower. We can bring it down. We'll talk about all that, my friends, coming up here in just a second. But becoming a real estate investor can be a little daunting at first, because where do you begin? And how do you make sure you're investing in a good market that's going to be stable and grow over time? You're going to be able to find renters for your properties, all that. How do you do that? Well, you need my friends at Done For You Real Estate to advise you and teach you at every step of that process. I'm a Done For You client. I own multiple houses through Done For You Real Estate. Here's how it works. They help you figure out the house you're going to invest in, the area, make sure that it's somewhere that they know the likelihood of future growth, equity, that home is going to be high. And you learn so much as you go through this. And then they help you get set up with a mortgage. They help you get a management company in place. They have teams on the ground in all the areas, brokers and people to get it all set up for you. And then you're getting a house ready to go, rent it out, getting free cash flow coming to you every month. And you're building equity over time. It's a great way to build stable income for yourself in retirement and just to have better financial stability over the long run. You don't have to be rich to do this. We're talking about good single family homes that you'll be able to know you're going to build equity in over time with Done For You Real Estate's help. Go to doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to begin your real estate investment journey. Doneforyoubuck.com. Joe Biden went down yesterday to see what's happening with the hurricane relief efforts for Hurricane Ian in Florida. Florida's obviously gotten just brutally devastated by this natural disaster. But Governor DeSantis is doing a good job. In fact, here is Joe Biden saying DeSantis is actually really getting it done here for the relief efforts. And that's something they wouldn't say unless they had absolutely no choice whatsoever. So here's the thing. If they had an opening to attack him, do we have it? Play it.
What the governor's done is pretty remarkable so far. I mean, this is what he's done. In terms of, first of all, the biggest thing the governor's done and some of the others have done, they've recognized this thing called global warming. The world is changing.
Okay, just put aside this. I mean, he has to say that's stupid. Global warming. It's idiocy. More important than that little outburst, which he's just doing for the left-wing base and all the rest of it, more important than any of that is the fact that he's saying Ron DeSantis has done a remarkable job. And Ron DeSantis, because he's a professional, because he's an adult, is responding by saying, you know what? We appreciate this is about more than scoring any cheap political points. This is about helping Floridians. He's the governor of Florida. Joe Biden's the president. They need to work together and get as much aid, assistance, and reconstruction effort going as possible. Here is Ron DeSantis saying the federal help is appreciated.
We were very fortunate to have good coordination with the White House and with FEMA from the very beginning of this. We declared a state of emergency last Friday, September 23rd. This was a disturbance out there by Columbia. And then the next day, we got a major disaster declaration approved by the president, and we really appreciated that. And that basically set off the massive mobilization that we had ready to be able to respond to this storm.
The massive mobilization, which if you've seen the photos of those electrical linemen all lined up, ready to go and deployed now, 97%, maybe even more like 98% of Florida has power back on already. It's been a week. So they have moved very quickly given the devastating, essentially Category 5 level of the storm. And Ron DeSantis was prepared. Here's the thing. And you all know this. The left is terrified of Ron DeSantis. They're so worried that here you have somebody who is very conservative. You know that he said that he listened to Rush Limbaugh for many, many, many years, and he was really his political tutor. So think about that. You have somebody who's a real conservative, who understands organization, understands how to fight back against the media, understands how to get results as a political leader. If they had the opportunity to go after Ron DeSantis here because the hurricane response got, you know, jammed up somehow somewhere, if it looked like it was in disarray, if there are people that were saying, oh my gosh, why didn't you think of? There isn't a why didn't you think of in this. There isn't a why weren't you ready for this? Or why aren't you delegating and bringing forward the resources to help? All that is being done. Now, they may try to find something in the days ahead, say, oh, but in this one area, Ron DeSantis failed or whatever it may be. They may try that. But my friends, if they could get away with it, they would be basically blaming the entire hurricane on Ron DeSantis. You know that. The left is ruthless. The Democrats don't care about truth. They care about power. Power is what matters to them. And Ron DeSantis is doing such a good job that there's no opening for them to attack, which... if there was even just a little bit, if there was just a little crack, they would say, oh, look at this, and he's a fraud, and he doesn't care, and all this stuff. Remember what they tried with the vaccine distribution in Florida? They said, oh, he got money from Publix. Publix is an institution in Florida. He got it to the hospitals. It was all a lie. I mean, and even the Democrats had to back away from that attack. But that's the other thing. If you come at Ron DeSantis, you best not miss. You throw some lies at him, he will slap it down. He will say, hold on a second. He already had to do that earlier in the week. Remember, they said, well, why didn't you have the declaration of emergency in this place even a day sooner? He goes, because that's not where it was scheduled to hit. It was scheduled to hit in Tampa, and then it moved. And when it moved, we said, look, you got to evacuate in this area now. There's more than 24 hours advance notice for people to evacuate fully from that area. So they're doing the best that they could under the circumstances, which is all we can ask of leadership. The best possible response, not the perfect response. And that's what you're getting with Governor DeSantis. There was also just kind of a moment with Joe Biden. It was interesting. I'm seeing reports in the Washington Post that they may have enough to federally charge Hunter Biden, which I'm sure they do have enough to charge him. The question is, will they? And now does this start? Clay and I, as any of you know from our radio show, have a bet over this one. And the bet is technically this year. So will they charge him between now and the end of the year? We'll see. But Joe Biden said something, given what just came out in that report, Joe said something yesterday that was very interesting about nobody messes with a Biden.
Thanks for everything. Thanks for coming down. We appreciate it.
Nobody bleeps with a Biden. Oh. Well, that'll be interesting, especially given that there may be, I still think it's unlikely they're going to bring full-scale criminal federal charges against the sitting president's son, who's a Democrat. But I'm less confident than I was a day ago, I'll say that. And that would certainly be messing with a Biden, wouldn't it? But perhaps this is all tied into Joe Biden is becoming politically disposable to the Democrats. If they decide that he's not going to be the guy, all the protections, all of Biden's aura of invincibility, courtesy of the media, that all goes away real fast. And this notion also that Joe Biden, you know, some kind of a salt of the earth tough guy, nobody messes with a Biden. It's like, dude, people are basically going to be feeding you applesauce and putting a blanket across your knees any day now. Like, calm down, buddy. You know, you're not really, this isn't a Goodfellas remake. So it's pretty funny there. He's ready for Corn Pop. Somebody should track down. I mean, if this guy even existed, whoever this Corn Pop fellow was, it would be a fascinating interview to hear his version of events. Because I can tell you, it's very different from the story that Joe Biden tells everybody. Joe Biden is a famous liar, or perhaps better to say, famous for lying for the last 40 years. Joe Biden lies about stuff all the time. No one even seems to care about it. What are your sheets like on your bed? I mean, are they amazing? Are they like you're excited to roll around them every night and you know they're going to keep you comfy and cool at the same time and they feel so soft to the touch? If you don't have all that, you don't have Giza Dream Sheets. Giza Dream Sheets are amazing. I've got them on my bed. Carrie loves them. This is what we're sleeping on every night. And it's all from Mike Lindell's MyPillow. The Giza Dream Sheets are made from the world's best cotton Giza. They're so soft and luxurious, but also very durable, easy to wash. And right now you're going to get the lowest price ever, 60% off. That comes in as low as $39.99 with promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets along with other limited-time offers. Enter promo code BUCK. That's promo code B-U-C-K for these great radio specials. You will love the Giza Dream Sheets. They really are incredible. So, a few things. You have this fascinating exchange between Elon Musk and Lindsey Graham over what to do in Ukraine. Now, Elon Musk has set up Ukraine with Starlink, so they have internet through satellite. Spent like $100 million to do that. It's a lot of money, even for Elon Musk, even for his company. So they've set this all up for the Ukrainians. We all want the war to end. Elon put out this idea about how the war could end. There's a referendum in the Russian-seized areas monitored by the UN. And if the people in these areas decide they want to be Russian, then, you know, that becomes part of the Russian Federation. If not, it goes back to Ukraine. Lindsey Graham says that this is, he had some backhanded thing on Twitter with him where he goes, you know, you're a great genius and entrepreneur in some ways, but I don't want you to be like Henry Ford, who was the appeasement and anti-Semite of the Second World War. That is his, on his, epitaph. And so that's a pretty nasty swipe, I think, at Elon Musk. You know, I don't want to be like that notorious appeasement anti-Semite Henry Ford. Basically, people suggest that he was pro-Nazi in some way, or at least certainly anti-Semitic. Elon is just trying to say, look, man, we're trying to end this war. What is Washington? What is the permanent political class in Washington trying to accomplish at this stage in Ukraine? No one ever answers this. And if the goal, I think they should be very clear on this, if the goal is to push every Russian soldier out of these areas that have been seized, If that is, in fact, the goal, then there is an elevated possibility that as the Ukrainian forces that we are funding, that are using our guns and our artillery, as they get closer and closer to the Russians, although they are actually seizing a lot of Russian weaponry now and using it against them, there's the greater likelihood of a nuclear strike by Vladimir Putin to essentially stop the advance of the Ukrainians and say, you back off or you're going to get another one. Why do we think that's so impossible? Now, someone could tell me they think it's so improbable that it's worth us backing Ukraine all the way, but at least they're making the argument openly in that way. Lindsey Graham, all this rhetoric about, you know, till every inch of Ukraine is back in Ukrainian hands, does that include Crimea? Are we going to try to take that back too? I mean, there doesn't seem to be any clear mandate about any of this stuff from our side of it, which is very concerning for obvious reasons. And I just wish Lindsey Graham, I think that he is always sending other people to fight for, you know, reasons that we're not even sure about. Always send other Americans to risk their lives in foreign conflicts for vague reasons. Let me say this. The notion that Russia is about to invade, you know, NATO country. Look at the problems Russia's had with Ukraine already. You think they're going to take more onto their military plate? You think they're going to go even further, trigger Article 5? Come on. I mean, Article 5 of the NATO Charter, that is crazy. Crazy. But this is what people say. This is how they do things. The New York Senate race is actually getting pretty... I'm sorry, New York governor's race, pardon me. Hochul and Zeldin. I'm talking so much about Senate races these days, it all sort of blends together. It's actually getting pretty close. It looks like it could be within a couple of points. If Lee Zeldin gets around 35% of the vote in New York City, 35%, that's all he has to get. And then with the way things are trending in the rest of the state of New York, he could actually win. Now you say, well, how does he get to 35% of New York? If he gets 25% of New York, it's all over. So New York City will effectively determine the governor's race for all intents and purposes, because whatever that number is, you can't make it up in the rest of the state, right? So let's say that he gets to that 35. How does he get there? How does he do that? Well, the answer is, based on the polling and what we're seeing right now, the Hispanic community and the Asian community in New York City is really sick of crime. Turns out that even if they have some inclinations toward Democrats on other issues, when people feel like they or their grandparents or their parents or their kids can't safely be on the subway because of the reckless Democrat policies, they think about that. And there are electoral consequences that come from this, as there well should be. It's a very real thing. So that may be the crime issue. Look, inflation and economy are the single best thing Republicans have going for them right now. The Biden economy is a disaster. Inflation's terrible. People can't afford to buy their groceries. They're running up debts. Okay, fine. But in places like New York, crime is a huge drag on the Democrats, as it should be. And it could end up delivering. I mean, if we win the New York governor's race, that would be one of the biggest upsets. I think you could argue that would be the biggest upset that we could possibly see in this election cycle. Oregon governor's race would be right up there, but Oregon doesn't, it's not going to have the same impact as New York. New York is the second stronghold of Democrats after California. If you have a Republican governor in New York, that would send a shockwave through the system. You know who I'm sure doesn't want Lee Zeldin to win? Dr. Fauci. The little Fauci that could choo-choo like a little train going around saying, get your shot, get another shot. You know what the data is telling us right now? Get another shot. I mean, this guy never giving it up. First of all, he's still out there saying the pandemic, it's not over. Don't think I'm going away anytime soon because of hundreds of people a day dying from COVID.
Listen. What the president was referring to is that the very acute fulminant stage of the outbreak, when we were getting 900,000 cases a day and 3,000 to 4,000 deaths, That's not where we are right now. We're way down in cases, but we're also way down in deaths. But the level that we're at, Stephen, is not really acceptable. I don't feel comfortable at all with saying we can live with 400 deaths a day. We have got to get the level of infection and the level of deaths and hospitalizations far, far lower so that it is not eradicated. We're not going to completely get rid of this, but we want to get it to a level that's so low it just doesn't disrupt society.
The disruption in society comes from Fauci and the people like him who are going, you know, we may need to mask a little. We may need to get shots number 6, 7, 18, 45, whatever, right? This guy is the absolute worst. And he thinks he can make jokes about it. Oh, someone's writing jokes. Ha ha, jokes for little evil elf Fauci. Here he is on Colbert.
Are you worried at all about the new booster?
No.
No? No. Are you worried? You're not worried that the 5G chip that it puts in you is going to interfere with the 3G chip from the last one?
Bill Gates and I decided we're going to take the chips out now. We're not going to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Ha ha. Isn't that so funny? Ha ha. They're going to take the chips out. That's so funny. Isn't it fascinating? Because here we have no asking whatsoever about, hey, remember when you told us those shots were going to stop transmission and infection and it completely failed? And then you told us to get more and more of those shots and those failed too? How are we supposed to think about that? What does that mean for the CDC? You know, Colbert sits there and shines Fauci's throne, Fauci's tiny little throne with his little legs dangling off. Here I am in my hipster sneakers. You know, that's what Stephen Colbert does on his crappy show that is not funny. And they're just the folks, they just want you to forget about everything that happened because they lied to you and they were wrong and they bullied you and they were awful. Vote Republican everywhere, especially here in New York, but vote Republican everywhere across the country or else they got away with it. More tomorrow, team. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Smart Money Happy Hour. Pull up a chair. It's the happy hour you wish your friends were having.
Mix two money experts with some hot takes and a splash of nostalgia, and you get me, George Camel.
And me, Rachel Cruz, talking unfiltered about what's going on in the world, pop culture, and how to afford a life you love.
We're talking money, celebrity budgets, and my budget for my two French bulldogs. It's a lot.
You'll hear it all on Smart Money Happy Hour. Listen on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.